Who had a marvelous summer and is not ready to go back to school? Just raise your hand. How many of you are ready to go back to school and don't want to see another day of summer? Oh, one. That's good. All right. Well, today I'm going to talk a little bit. I got a story to tell you first. When in the fall, my grandpa, he has a big woods and he has a deer pen in the middle of this woods. And it has a really big buck in it. It's like really big. It's like, I don't know, there's maybe 15, 16 points. It's like really like 12, 13-inch tall tines. It's really big anyway. But first of all, there's a big deer fence. It's like 12 feet tall, so no deer jump out of it or anything like that. And there's a tree that every year there's trees that for some reason the trees just decide to die. They're like right next to the fence and they fall on the fence. And one year we had a tree fall on the fence and this buck's dad got out and we never saw it again. So every year we gotta go around the fence and check up on all the trees, make sure they're not dead. And this year we found one that was dead. It was starting to erode at the bottom. You could tell when a tree starts to die, none of the leaves are green and there's no leaves on the tree in the spring. So this spring we found it and we were gonna cut it down, but there's one problem. The thing was so tall and so big around, we couldn't tow it. So we had to get a guy with one of the big booms that goes whole way up to, they can go probably 100 feet. So we cut the tree down. We had to cut it down in sections. And we got him in and we figured out the tree was over 120 feet tall. Does anybody know how long 120 is? 120 feet long, or is that pretty short, a tree? Anybody have any idea? Is that a little tree? All right, well, let's see how big the tree actually is. I got a string here, and I need 5 volunteers. All right, come up here, you, and we need a girl. All right, you can come up here. You can come. 1, 2, you can come, Colin. All right, we need one more. Who wants to be next? Come on, Connor, you can get up here. All right. Here, take the string and go as far as it'll actually go. I mean, go out to the bathroom. Just go to it, don't go no more. And each of you follow him and help hold the string up, that way don't touch the ground. You can go. Oh. That plan backfired. All right. Keep going. Oh, I didn't wind this on here. I had somebody do it for me. And, all right, there we go. All right, keep going. All right. Does any of you think that's pretty far? You think it's pretty long? All right, you guys can come back in here now. You can bring the string back in here. Actually, yeah. Just leave it out there, Jay. Just tell them to leave the string out there and tell them to come back in, because that'll be a mess. All right, now, does any of you know how a big oak tree starts? How a big 120-foot tree, how it started. Does anybody have any idea? A small? Do you know how it started in the ground? Well, this is how it started right here, with a little acorn. A big 120-foot tree started with something this small. Do any of you think this could grow into a tree? Do you think it's worth anything, something this small? You sure? I mean, it's only not even bigger than a dime, ain't even that big. Well, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, about the power of small things and how they affect us in our everyday life. And for you guys, going back to school, how it affects the choices we make. When I went to school, my favorite thing, sadly, was recess. That was my favorite subject in school. So that was my favorite subject. Recess and, well, I did like math a little bit. But anyway, so this little thing here, we're going to talk about how small things can grow into be big things, no matter what it is. The choices we make in school, you're all starting a foundation. You're starting a school, you're learning math, English, all your subjects that will carry you throughout the rest of your life. And you may think they're not important or they're not worth anything. Going to school ain't worth anything. There was days I woke up, I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to get out of bed. I was like, school, what do you need that for? I'm not going to use it the rest of my life. I'm just going to go hunting and in the woods, and you're never going to see me again. What do I need school for? So, yeah. Anyway, so some of the small things in school that the choices that we make will affect us later on, as far as some of the things in school related, are doing some of the things that we don't like to do that people that just aren't fun. I mean, who likes homework? Does anybody like homework? Well, at least somebody does. Make sure you get lots of homework. No, but doing your homework and doing it to not just waiting. If you got an assignment in your class and your teacher tells you a week ahead of time you got to do this assignment, and you wait till like the last minute, like the night before, like it's like 9 o'clock, and you tell your mom, "Oh, I have this assignment I got to get done," and you can't really. And if it's a big assignment, like a report or something like that, you can't put your all into it and give it all you got. When you think it's a small thing, I'll just go, I'll try to get a C, or it's not a big deal. I'll just go see if I can pass. But God wants us to put our all into everything in school, because this is His foundation for the rest of your life. This is important. This is what God wants you to do, is to put your diligence. You're in school now. You may not like it. You may not enjoy it. But this is where God has you right now, and His purpose for you is to go in there and study and work hard and put your all into everything and try to get an A. Not just try to get a C or pass or just float your way through school, get all C's or maybe D's. I'll pass, I'll graduate, and don't worry about it. No, God wants you to put your best into everything and just really, like, work hard. And some things that are small, such as listening to teachers when they're giving lectures. Some people just, you don't want to be sitting in class and, like, throwing erasers at the chalkboard or pesting your other passing notes. You want to be diligent with your teacher. Your teachers have worked hard and long hours to teach you guys. They are really trying to ingrain into you the subjects, whether it's math or whatever it is. They worked hard, and they're there for your benefit. And some of the other things is being respectful. Don't just, when your teacher asks you a question, you got to be respectful to your teachers. Whether you guys are homeschooled, it's your parents, be respectful to your parents. You might not want to do a certain subject they're asking you to do. You might want to do a report. You might want to do it the way they do it, but they're there for a reason. They're there to help you guys, and you need to respect them in every aspect of what they're doing. They're trying to help you, preparing you for the future. This is little acorn. If this little acorn had a choice, and he said, I don't want water. Well, who needs water? Do you think it would grow to be 120 feet tall? Do you think if it just said, I'm just going to stay in the ground? It's more cozy in here. It's all nice and cold in the summer and warm in the winter. What do I want to go up for? You think it would ever be the potential that God wants it to be? Okay. And some of the other things is when you're out in the playground and you're playing real hard at sports. Who likes sports? Anybody like sports in here? All right, we got something good. So when you're playing sports or soccer or basketball or baseball or whatever you guys have, is it important to listen to your coach, or do you want to listen to your coach? You guys think it's important to listen to your coaches? Okay. So do you guys think it's important to listen to your teachers in school, if it's important to listen to your coaches? Okay. Well, that's good. That is right. When a coach tells you he has advice, he's been there, whether it's soccer or whatever it is, and he is trying to ingrain you, teach you the ways that you're supposed to play soccer, whether you're playing goalie, forward, halfback, or you're playing basketball, how to shoot. He's there to, if you see something wrong, he's going to correct you, and you're supposed to be willing to accept that and learn from that. And just the way in school, if you're doing a math problem wrong, I had a problem with long division math. When you get them four-digit math problems, just ask my mom. There's one story in winter days when it was like 6 inches of snow, and I was sitting over a math test, and it was this long division. This is the year I got back from school. I was doing some homeschooling, and I did not want to do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't concentrate. But mom stuck with me. She didn't let me quit. There's times I said I wanted to quit school. I don't want to do math. Who needs math? Who needs English? Who needs literature, science, social studies? But mom stuck with me and helped me through 12 years of school. Helped me graduate. Without my mom, I don't know where I'd be. I probably wouldn't have graduated. I'll put it like that. So, another thing that is very powerful in school, in talking and being respectful, is words. the words you speak every day, from the time you get out of bed to the time you go back to bed. When you're at school, you go, you say good morning. You don't think about saying good morning, you say good morning to your teacher or to your friends. And words can either do two things. They'll build each other up and encourage people, or they'll tear people down. There's two opposite ends of the spectrum. And it's up to us what we're going to do if we're going to be encouraged. And the Bible says to encourage each other and build each other up, not tear each other down. There's a song that goes something like that too. But the words that we speak, does anybody think if I dump this out that I could put it back in? You don't think so? You don't think I could get this back in if I just dump it out like that or like that? Like that? You don't think I could? Can you help me put it back in? That is exactly the way, I'm gonna get in trouble. That is exactly the way the words we speak. Once we speak them, we can't get them back in our mouths. So we need to think what we say, whether we're on the soccer field, a ball field, or we're on a teacher, the classroom, to whoever we interact with throughout the day, that we need to watch what we say. We can say we're sorry, like, I'm sorry for spraying the water, you guys, I really am. But it ain't gonna do what I did. I can't make you dry all of a sudden. So we need to be very careful with the words we speak to our teachers and to respect them, even if we don't want to do it. We need to talk back. We want to take what they have for us. And for one thing having to do with school, and I'm not in school anymore, but I'm kind of still in school. One thing I do now is, how many of you knew I shoot bow in tournaments and stuff like that? All right, well, I have a bow. It has pretty much a string and a stick. No, it has a bow and you have arrows, and I'm not in school anymore, but I kind of entered a different type of school. I'm in the archery school where I have two coaches that teach me how to pretty much shoot bow very, very good. That way you can hit the target, a very small target, every time. And if I didn't listen to them, or if I didn't listen to what they say or take their advice, I wouldn't be very good at all. Just like your teachers, you got to listen to your teachers and listen to what they have to say and absorb everything you can. Like my coaches, one of my coaches is very good, he's a professional. And I'm trying to listen and absorb everything I can from him because he's been there, he's done that, he knows everything. He knows a lot about archery, just like your teachers. They know a lot about all your subjects in math, anywhere from math to anything. And if I wouldn't listen to them and show interest in learning and absorbing and practicing, I could go listen to them all day, just like you could listen to your teachers all day, and come home and not apply a word they did. I wouldn't even think about it. I would just say, oh, who needs that? Would it do me any good? No, it wouldn't do me any good. So we need to learn in school, and then we need to apply it and practice it in our everyday lives, such as one thing that is very important. Probably some of you, a lot of you guys go to Christian schools and private schools. They have Bible memorization. That is very important. One thing I learned, I had one little thing they called, when I was in, fourth, fifth grade, I had this lovely thing they called ADD. Does anybody know what that is? Well, pretty much it means your mind goes 100 miles an hour and your body goes 50 miles an hour. It means you can't concentrate to save your life. And Bible memorization came very, very tough for me. A lot of times I'd wait till the morning it was due and just try to memorize it on the way because it was difficult for me. But that is one thing I can stress to the extreme. Bible memorization is so key. It's very powerful. The devil cannot stand up to when you're tempted to like do something bad or to cheat on a test or something like that. If you quote a Bible verse, the devil cannot stand up to the power of a Bible verse. God's word is very powerful. It is like, yeah, when you're Bible memorization, I can't. When you're young and you learn how to memorize verses now, it is so key that you can do it the rest of your life and don't ever quit, because you never know when you may not have the Bible. You may not have the Bible to read. Someday, you never know if a country might not let us have Bibles anymore. You got to memorize all you can while you can. That way you have it in your head and your heart, and it would use it to honor God. And if your friends, you're with your friends and they're doing something that ain't very good, and you know in your heart because you memorize a Bible verse, and it says you're not supposed to do that, you could quote a Bible verse and tell them that's not what God wants us to do. And yeah, it's very key and very important that you memorize the Word of God in school. And yeah, just keep it in your heads, in your minds, in your hearts. And yeah, pretty much that's, so to sum it all up When you're in school, when you, the moment you walk in the door to the moment you leave at the end of the school year, put yourself into school, every assignment, every essay, every activity, put yourself into 100%, even if you don't want to be there, because this is your foundation for the rest of your life. This is what God has for you. This is where you're at right now. And really nothing you can do to change it. This is God's plan for you. He wants you to learn and absorb, that we can be all. He wants you to be, that way you can be the 120-foot tree for God. That way you can just really put your roots down, grow deep, and just really be all you can be. Be God, best God. I say this. The best child you can be for God. So that's all I have to say. And you can go back to your parents now.